Walter Jacobson is in our studio, the legendary newsman whose commentaries are frequently heard on WGN Radio's Steve Cochran show in the morning. Hi, Walter. How are you?
I'm okay.
Walter had something. Walter had an interesting observation coming in. He said, may I share what you said?
Sure.
It's clean. It said, boy, wouldn't it be nice if the Bears got Robbie Gould back?
Wouldn't it be?
No. So you're
but doesn't look very likely.
No.
He has missed 3 field goals total since he left the Bears. Oh, well, how wonderful that would be. But they'll never get that game back, so.
Well, isn't that funny? You know, I mean, and I think Bears, we did a news click on this, our web poll question. We said, do you want Bobby Gould back? Robbie Gould back, and I'm trying to remember what we got on that. Do you remember what the numbers were on that, Elif? Maybe you can look it up.
I believe yes won.
Yeah, I'll bet it did.
Sure. Yeah.
I'll bet it was 80-20. You know, until he misses one, and then everybody wants him out of town, and we want somebody else.
I say 85.
85? All right, we'll look it up. See if you can find that, Elif. Walter's commentary today wasn't about football. It was about CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News. What did you say?
And that's football, too.
That's a tackle sport.
I say I feel really bad about this. You know, if you're a news junkie, you have to, as I am, and I do, love cable television. I mean, when Ted Turner started that, 40 years ago, the first 24-hour news, I'm a news junkie. You're pretty much a news junkie, too. I think that I watch cable news maybe literally 2 hours a night. When I get home, and I work out a little bit, and then I start to cook dinner. And while I'm cooking dinner, or Susie was cooking dinner, I'd watch. I'd tune in CNN, then I'd go to MSNBC, and then I'd go to Fox. I could stay there a minute or two, and then go back. And I just can't stop. You know, it is so interesting right now. And the disappointing thing to me is that I think Donald Trump is making a fool of cable news. I think cable news has turned into an opinionated, unfair, far-reaching, extreme example of what ought not be done on television news or any news. We're supposed to be, at least try to be, objective. I know there's no such thing as total objectivity, but they don't even try. And the worst of it is, I don't want to get on a preacher stand here, but the worst of it is that especially CNN presents itself as a purveyor of news, and it's no less a purveyor of opinion than Fox is on the other end of the spectrum.
Do you think that's new in CNN's case?
I think it's growing. It certainly wasn't new at the beginning, not with people like Evans and Novak, and they were that was the key purpose of television news back then, to be objective, get both sides of the argument. We need both sides of the argument. And more importantly, it seems to me, we need to know when the cable television stations are slipping into opinion.
Well, that's what's hard to tell, don't you think? I mean, because all 3 of those networks, and CNN, you're right, purports to be in the middle, but it's, I think, easily lost on people, is the person telling me about the president or Rahm Emanuel or whatever the story is the person that's telling me this delivering news, or are they doing what John Williams does, delivering opinion, right?
And you see what you just said, what John Williams does. They would never say that, and they are doing it. In fact, I would say that what's going on right now, provoked by Donald Trump, no doubt, is worse than it's been in the past, and it's so extreme that you announce that you're giving your opinion. You're happy to say that. Why don't they do that? Why don't they do that? Let us feel better about it.
Do you think that CNN and being blurring the line between news and opinion is also blurring it to the left? Is it too much of a liberal news network?
Oh, well, yes, honestly. I mean, I lean toward the liberal side in my politics, although I don't vote very often because I don't want to be tagged as a liberal or a conservative or a Republican or a Democrat. I have trouble with that when I'm on the air trying to talk about something that's happened in politics. But certainly the slant of most of the media is more liberal than it is conservative. The people who are in it are college graduates, reporters, thinkers. It's a job, and that tends to lead toward a more liberal point of view of things.
Yeah, when they say, well, the media's filled with liberals, I'll own that.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever the definition of liberal is, if it means people who have a little bit of a higher education, the job requires it. If it means people who vote Democrat, I don't know, for some reason those things go together. I guess that's the way it is. I don't think there's a sin in that, Walter, as long as those people still do their job credibly. If a quote-unquote Democrat says Donald Trump's economy is good, then I think that's, if the economy is good, I think they need to say that, even though they don't like the man.
And I think they do that. It's the issues that are very debatable where they slip off the edge of objectivity into straight opinion that I don't like. And Trump is using them for it. Trump wants to be impeached, or he wants the process to begin, because he knows he can victimize himself, in, especially in the eyes of the right wing. And the anchors...
they fall right
Anderson
into that.
Anderson Cooper and now Wolf Blitzer, all of them, Lawrence McDonald, and especially Rachel Maddow, they fall into that trap. Why don't they know better?
Okay, would you be happy, because Rachel Maddow doesn't want to. She's a liberal who doesn't like the president, and she wants to tell you that. So what's Rachel Maddow supposed to do?
Well, I guess you have answered the question yourself. She is supposed to do what is most successful, and it doesn't surprise me at all that the network or the cable news managers are telling Rachel Maddow and Lawrence O'Brien, and I'll bet Anderson Cooper too, or maybe they don't even have to be told, but they know that since the early days of Bill O'Reilly, controversial expressed opinion gets viewers. And they all know that to be successful, they've got to do things that will get viewers. They need the ratings. Ratings are higher. Fox News, starting with Bill O'Reilly, has doubled the combined audience of CNN and MSNBC. And it's not simply because he's conservative. It's simply because he takes a strong stand and says it. And announces, he says things more as you just did. He said, it's my opinion. And so the other stations, MSNBC and CNN, have followed that lead. And those anchors are trying, they must save their positions as big anchors.
Well, it's the ratings game that will determine their fate. I wonder then if there'd be a way to do like a CNN2, where it would be put all the opinion shows there. And maybe it would make you happy if they did more traditional neutral news, whatever that means, 24 hours a day on CNN. And then on this other CNN channel I'm inventing, Rachel Maddow goes there and Wolf Blitzer goes there and Anderson Cooper goes there. Maybe that would satisfy you. I mean, you're not against Rachel Maddow having an opinion and putting it on TV, are you?
No.
But it bothers you.
I like watching it.
Yeah. And it's funny because you probably agree with her more than the stuff you're seeing on Fox News.
Oh, more than what I see on Fox News. But I catch Rachel Maddow, you know, being a kind of a student of television journalism. I watch more than just what's being said about the government today. I watch how the anchors are performing. That's just part of my habit because I was one. Still am doing it. And so it's my thing that I like to see and analyze and think about and then analyze. And Rachel Maddow, I catch her at least twice a night saying things that are absolutely wrong. And I know they're wrong because all the news comes out before and after that shows they're wrong. And she's also bothersome, and most of the cable news people are right now, is quoting the New York Times. They get into something very controversial. Rachel will say, such and such has done such and such a bad thing according to the New York Times. And I scream at my TV. And I say, well, damn it, is that fair what the Times is saying? Don't just say it's according to the New York Times. You got to say whether the New York Times got it right or wrong. And 93% of the news in the New York Times on Trump has been negative, as it is on CNN. That was a Harvard study done not too long ago.
Is it possible that 93% of the time Donald Trump is bad?
Oh, it's possible.
I'm trying to think. I'm glad you're saying this. I'm especially glad you're saying this on this show, Walter. So I'm not criticizing you.
No, please do.
But I wonder if, here's what the president does. He hears negative things about him, maybe because he's an ill-equipped, incurious, lying, bad man, and the country suffers for it. And if CNN tells you the truth about that, of course it's going to sound bad. These are accurate statements about bad traits. So are they supposed to sugarcoat it? Now, if it's 93%, then I'd say they need to broaden their news wheel. I've wondered at times. People ask me, why don't you say more good things about the president? And honestly, sometimes I can't think of any. And I watch Fox News, too. I read Drudge. And sometimes I can't think of good things to say. And I wonder, his last thought is, I just think out loud, Walter. I wonder sometimes if I have an obligation to sort of balance it. Okay, we said that Trump lied and the Mueller report was negative, although, you know, it didn't convict him of anything. But maybe to sort of satisfy the people that are unhappy with what I believe is the truth I'm telling them, maybe I should come up with something good about the president. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't mean saying nice things about Donald Trump just to be nice, or even if you want to put it in the context of fairness, just to balance. I don't think we have to say that Donald Trump is, every time we say Donald Trump's done something bad, that we should then say something good. I'm focused more on the current controversy at each time. Now the current controversy is impeachment. Mm-hmm. And it's so clear. This the guy who's really emerging at MSNBC, Ari Melber. He's now aiming to replace Rachel as the most provocative liberal person on television, and the guests he has on always are on that point of view. I don't like that. Bothers me so much, and I don't want to hear something good about Trump just because it needs to be balanced. I just want to get a focus on an issue and make sure that that issue is being explored fully, and that's what I don't think is happening. And that, well,
one thing that I notice that CNN does, and I've been critical of them once they started it, the president will give a speech. He'll talk for, he's in Green Bay, I think, this weekend. You watch, they're going to do this. They'll put on the front page, above the fold, if you will, on their website, they'll do the 25 craziest things Donald Trump said. And then you click through, and it's something he said, and then something he said that's incendiary or controversial or whatever. But it's just clickbait. It's just enticing you to get agitated at the president by putting the craziest things he says in front of his fans. We know how he talks. They don't need to write that article at all, in my estimation.
Oh, and they do that over and over and over again. A story that's not a hugely important story that's on the air on Monday is repeated Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and they're meaningless stories. But I guess part of the reason for that is, you know, the cable news channels have to fill up 24 hours a day.
Well, maybe you should go back on TV every day, Walter Jacobson, or maybe you should manage a newsroom. Do you want to do that?
I'm not much of a manager. I'm too difficult to be a manager. But I would like to manage, because I have been fighting this fight about more significant and meaningful news than in local news. You know, the problem is blood and fires lead. Blood and fires are the easiest things
right,
to cover.
Absolutely.
And news directors used to tell me when I'd walk in, or I'd even complain out of the ear until I got slapped down for it, and then I'd stop for a while and then start again. When I would say something like, what do we have to do that for? It's even racist. Every time there's a crime in Chicago, they put a picture of a black guy up on the screen because he's the one who committed the crime. And it foments racism. And it's not by design by the management. Management has decided that fires and drive-by shootings are what people want to see. And when I complain about it, they say, well, then why don't you go work for WBEZ or NPR? Because that's where it is. And one more thing.
Sure.
One more thing.
I invited you.
Management tells me that they don't take surveys, which I know is untrue because I've been at the stations and I know what surveys were and were not taken. And surveys show them that people have very short attention spans. So you can't go more than 30 seconds on a story. And that's it. and they're sure not interested in what's going on with the budget in Springfield. Well, we have a responsibility to tell them that stuff.
And an obligation to find a way to make it interesting. Wow. So if budget talks at Springfield sound boring to you, then maybe the hook is... your kid's school lunch is going to go up 35 cents a day next week because of the budget in Springfield or something like that. You know, it's not easy, but I think that's the job if they're going to make those things relevant.
Well, maybe good reporting doesn't equate with articulation.
Let me read you a couple of texts. So what sources are impartial, Walter?
What sources are impartial? That's a very good question.
815 says Fox News frequently says they are giving opinion and the shows are not news but opinion. So they say Fox News is right up front about that. I don't know if you agree
with
that.
They've become increasingly up front about that. Sean Hannity has been saying it.
And I think CNN is losing its way on that line particularly.
Right.
John, I've stopped watching cable news because I can't stand all the opinionating. John, don't we need to blame... us, the viewers, they put on what we want to watch. That's an interesting observation.
Isn't it? Yes.
This person says, John, Walter's got it wrong. Rachel Maddow does superb research and backs up her shows with it, which is why she's won so many awards. And some people are agreeing with you and some people aren't, Walter Jacobson.
Yeah. My feeling about Rachel Maddow is that she is absolutely brilliant. She does her job beautifully, but she just needs to calm down a little bit. But that's just a personal annoyance. And when she says things that I know are not true, they all do that.
Yeah. Walter Jacobson's commentaries are heard Thursday mornings on Steve Cochran's show. He works just down the hall from me. It's a pleasure to bump into you again today, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Always. Thanks again for inviting me.